This show is brought to you by BigAndTallMart.com. BigAndTallMart.com is your number one source for all things big and tall. From licensed t-shirts to casual wear and everything in between, BigAndTallMart.com has you covered. Use promo code GEEK10 on checkout to save 10% on orders $50 or more. BigAndTallMart.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net.
You're showing me more little people's underwear. We're going to have a conversation.
No.
So it's worse?
Way better.
I don't know. I don't think I like where this conversation's going.
Sexual harassment, panda.
Intro.
I don't know you. Who is the strange man on my podcast? You've brought shame to your family name for generations to come.
With that, welcome to the prototype. That's how we're starting it. Fuck it.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
This episode's about Star Wars. And shut up about my intro. It was awesome.
That's right.
So you do better.
That's right. So anyway, guys, yeah, we've...
submissions of a better intro to you this week.
So sorry that we've been away for a little while. Once again, me and Jamie's schedules just kept missing each other, unfortunately. You're hearing this on a Tuesday. Hopefully you guys have had a safe and happy Victoria Day weekend. For some reason, is Victoria Day weekend and the Memorial Day long weekend in the States the same thing, or is that next weekend for them?
I've never understood that, to be honest.
So, anyway, hopefully you didn't die. So, Star Wars games.
Well, if they're listening to this, they didn't die, Dot.
They could be. They get Wi-Fi in heaven.
Really?
Or potentially hell, I don't know, depending.
On the South Park.
It's dial up in hell.
There we go. But so it just takes a really long time to download. So anyway, we are here discussing all sorts of cool stuff today involving Star Wars because May the 4th was a few weeks ago. There's been a lot of Star Wars casting been announced.
There's just a couple Star Wars games that were supposed to be coming out, might not be. Some of them that are actually going to be coming out.
And I'm here because I'm a huge fucking Star Wars fan. So.
Except she's not a gamer, so she hasn't played like 90% of them.
Fuck you, man.
Jamie, it's okay. Yes. You know why she's not playing? Because she's out there fighting crime in the streets of Barry.
Oh, God.
The capeless crusader, Tiffany. That's right.
She's now yes. Barry Batman.
Yes.
It's true. She's the protector of Bay Street.
Bay Street.
Watching over Bayfield Mall.
Sitting on the Bayfield Mall with a cape, just blowing in the wind.
With dramatic lightning.
The protector of Barry.
Exactly. Oh, my God. And I have to be in Ben Affleck's Batman suit.
Buff it's all baity and shit.
And you have to do, what's his name's voice?
Christian Bale's voice. Yeah. I'd rather not
ruin your vocal cords.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, her Batmobile is a 10-speed Huffy. The fucking mountain bike. Anyway.
No, Pee Wee Herman's friggin' moped, okay? That is my Batmobile.
That's amazing.
So, before we start this episode, we're going to go into what we've been playing for the last, I guess, 2 weeks since the last episode because of our shitty schedules. Dot, what have you been playing?
I've actually been going back and replaying a game I beat earlier this year. I'm replaying Tomb Raider, except I'm playing it on the PlayStation 4. Fantastic game. Friggin' gorgeous. Finding little problems that I didn't encounter the first time around with it, mostly because it's not new to me now, and now I know what to expect. But still having a blast with that. Playing War for Cybertron, trying to eventually finish that. Playing a crap ton of Titanfall. I'm just on the cusp of becoming Generation 6. So, loving the new map pack, Expedition. I think War Games and Runoff are probably my two favorite, my least favorite being the Swamp map.
Now, I'm actually downloading that in the background right now. For the viewers, though, is it worth the $10?
You know what? If you're buying it separately, probably not. If you bought the Season's Pass, yeah. Although,
You're only saving $5 in the long run.
Yeah, pretty much. You're only really saving $5. I would wonder if you'll get all the maps at a discount, at a deeper discount later. But the new maps are fun, though. I do like how War Games are really isn't any place to hide. So you're always fighting, kills are always happening. And Runoff can be a really fun map, especially with Titans, because there's this one open area towards the one end of the complex, and that's where everybody tends to fight, and you get some pretty epic Titan-on-Titan fights there.
See, I just can't wait to be running along fucking giant-ass trees, jumping from tree to tree, and dropping on someone's skull.
It's ridiculous.
It's fun.
Although I will say bouncing around on the trees on that map is fun. But I tend to hide under the buildings and snipe Titans because normally they don't know where the shots are coming from. So people are stupid. But what else have I been playing? Going back and playing some of the original Splinter Cells as well. And that's pretty much what I've been playing.
For me, I've been playing, like always, Final Fantasy XIV. I've been doing the current end game. So for anyone that does play it, turn 9, Bahamut's Coil, second coil. It is extremely fucking frustrating. I've been doing it for the last 3 weeks straight, every day, for at least 3 hours with the group that I've been going with. And we still can't get it down. And I'm at the point where this is no longer fun. Like, I like challenging games. I like playing Dark Souls and shit. But it's like playing Dark Souls with 7 other people that
suck.
All think differently than you. Some of them have different skill sets. And trying to get all of them to fight a boss that is just constantly kicking the living fuck out of you. Like, worse than Dark Souls. And trying to have 7 others do as well as you, if not better. It's so fucking frustrating that I'm almost to the point where I just want to quit Final Fantasy XIV because of it. Like, I'm not having fun with it anymore. And it's the only thing left in the game for me personally to do because I've beaten everything else in it until the next patch. But I just don't want to do it anymore. So last night, I just said, fuck it, logged out, and put on Kirby's Dream Land 3. Mm-hmm. I picked it up a little while ago, never played it before, and it's got a really cute drawn art style. It's kind of awesome. I also played Kirby Superstar with Tiffany. She'd never played it, and she kept exploding.
I did.
It was hilarious how bad she was.
It was probably because I was also half asleep, but
It was like 3 a.m. But
yeah.
Oh yeah, I also forgot to actually mention something. I accomplished.
You got a sex change?
Yes. I'm now Fem Shep. Which
awesome.
I'm Jennifer Hale, baby.
Oh my god.
So anyway, one of the things that I did this week is I finally completed something I've been looking for in my collection for friggin' years. And I found it in Barry, of all places.
Does it vibrate?
Oh, yeah.
I wish it did.
I would stick that up my ass so fast.
Oh my god, so hard. So,
and we're off topic.
I got the collector's edition of Mass Effect 1. I have not seen this for anything less than $250 online in like 2 years. So this week I decided I'm moving away from PlayStation Portable. I sold off my entire collection except for 1 or 2 games.
And you didn't tell me about it.
Oh, well, you would have offered me crap. Like,
not if it was something that I wanted for myself.
Well, bite my ass.
Then again, I probably
bite have my ass.
Well, then again, you're poor right now. So anyway,
I'm never.
So I went in, got this game for $120 trade credit. So it didn't cost me a damn thing. Which is awesome, because I didn't pay for any of my PSP games anyway. But yeah, finally got it. Now all I need is Mass Effect 2 Collector's Edition.
Which I have.
Which, it's funny. My voice is breaking.
You need water.
I do. Mass Effect 2, I have all the digital content. I've got all the pre-order content. I have everything. Although, on my one account, I've got the Black Hole Gun from GameStop. On my real account, I don't. I can't find a freaking code for that. So if anybody has one, let me know. Money in it for you. But yeah, I was really happy to get this. Super stoked. And it's in really good condition. I'm happy. I'm just... I'm just over the moon happy that I finally got this. So, yeah. Anyway, we should probably talk about Star Wars. We've been yipping for 10 minutes.
Well, we got one other note.
My games that I've been playing this week.
But you haven't been playing games.
Hey, fuck you. I've been playing South Park Stick of Truth, bitch.
She's been out there fighting crime.
How far have you gotten in that?
I got an extra 5 minutes before.
An extra 5 minutes before you got bored and went back to your cross stitching, which is what you should be talking about.
On Randy Marsh, okay?
That game is awesome. Everyone should definitely
And then I had to fight Nazi fetuses, and it was terrifying.
Yep. That game's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's been doing a lot of cross-stitching.
Yes.
If you don't know what that is, basically she makes super awesome video game nerdy art out of string on a canvas, and she has those for sale. We're going to have a link in our description for her Etsy store, so if you want to support her and me, because, you know, sometimes I see some money from it, or like food.
Yeah, you can go to, if you want to just see everything I have,
we'll have a link in the description.
Facebook.com/miscellaneousgeekery. But yeah, there'll be a link in the description, and then all my stuff's on Etsy. Anyways.
It looks really cool. It's framed and everything, and she's done some really cool shit. Dodd, have you seen the Dragon Ball Z one she did?
Yes, actually. I thought that was the pretty good one.
She put the most time and effort into that one. Yeah. So
has that one sold yet?
Yes, it
has. I was sold instantly.
I'm making another one because I have two other people. Even actually, Scotty wants one, so I'm going to make one for Scotty. But
I can't wait to see the Ghost Nappa one.
Yeah, I'm making Ghost Nappa too.
And she's been trying to get me into this shit too, so I'm actually doing a quick one. Well, not quick, but
a small.
I'm working on one that's Kirby riding a star. So I think it's cool.
Dodd, you've seen Team Four Stars Dragon Ball Z Abridged, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm making a Ghost Nappa one.
Nice.
Anyways,
anyway, on to today's topic, since we're probably already like 20 minutes in.
12, but close.
Oh, well.
Moving on.
The Skype call's like 50 minutes here because we've been talking to you forever, so.
It's because you were taking a dump.
Exactly. You were pooping your intestines out.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay. You're lactose intolerant, darling. It's okay.
And you keep feeding me cheese.
Anyway,
this conversation has now just taken a turn for the worse.
Deteriorated
into poop. On to Star Wars. I like how we go from shit to Star Wars.
It's way too close for comfort.
That's my opinion on it, anyway.
Dare you.
Star Wars is great and all, but some of them are just fucking terrible. Isn't it you that actually likes, like, the three that everyone hates?
Me? Prequels?
I like all of them. I'm not gonna lie. What's your stance on the prequels, Dodd?
I actually really like Revenge of the Sith. It's actually probably my favorite next to Empire. Mm. Episode one had some cool moments. Episode two, I think, is underappreciated.
Yep. I appreciate it.
I don't think it's nearly as bad as everybody says it is. There's some really fun moments in it.
I'm gonna tell you that. Being a 14-year-old girl who loved Star Wars because it came out when I was in high school, having all those hormones rushing through my veins, I was in love with Hayden Christensen.
So you were in the splash zone, basically.
Exactly. And I did not see how terrible of an actor he was until after I watched it. He's not terrible, but he's just on the cusp of being bad that he could have ruined, like, the movies. But he didn't, because he is kind of handsome.
Anyway, let's get past her crushes here. We're here to talk about the games, not the movies. Which, I guess some of the games are based on the movies.
Exactly. It's kind of important.
So we can continue on. I'd like to kind of talk about the actual progression of the games from the Nintendo, Super Nintendo ones all the way up to current day and the announced ones that are supposed to be coming out, and some of them that have been canceled that even I was looking forward to, or canceled and now they're coming back. I honestly don't know what is happening with some of the new ones. So back in the day, there was a whole bunch of them for Super Nintendo. I think there's at least three, right, Dodd?
Yeah.
Played them. I have played one of them. I don't remember which.
I owned the first two. I owned Super Star Wars and Super Empire Strikes Back. Only ever rented Return of the Jedi once or twice. Although I've got them on the virtual console for the Wii. Yeah. Although
there were... two out of the three were like side scrollers, right?
No, they all were. There were a couple of Star Wars games for the Super Nintendo. I
thought one of them you were in a an X-Wing.
They do have sections that are like that. They do have one of the weirder ones is in Super Empire Strikes Back, which is often considered one of the hardest games on the Super Nintendo. They actually have a side-scrolling shooter level where you're in the snow speeder, and it makes no sense when you look at it. You should look up gameplay online. Yeah, it was the first time you really got a chance to swing a lightsaber and really feel like you had control. There was the Super Star Wars, I think it was by THQ, I think, on the NES, pretty late in the life cycle. It was okay, but hard as shit. There's the Japanese Star Wars game, which is Darth Vader's a scorpion.
Wait, what?
It's weird. Go look at the Angry Video Game Nerds, video on it. It's weird as shit and really, really hard.
Awesome.
There were also games for the Atari. There was the Empire Strikes Back. There was like a lightsaber training thing where you're basically just battling the remote back and forth. Basically, you're waving a line back and forth. It's not very good. One for Super, or not for Super, for Empire Strikes Back, you're playing with the snow speeder. You're taking down the like AT-ATs, and that's a really fun one, actually. The first Star Wars game I played, though, was actually not on a home system. When I was a kid, so this will date me, I remember playing Star Wars Arcade, and not the one from Sega. The one where it was all vectorized graphics. It was the first really scratchy digitized voice of, "Here's the Force, Luke." And it sounded all really distorted and weird. Or stuff like that. We have to do the Death Star's trench run. You're dodging these multicolored triangles coming at you. But no, it was really fun. I also remember another game on... I think I'm remembering this correctly, but I'm not 100% sure. But I know you sat on the speeder bike from Return of the Jedi, and you're having to fight stormtroopers and Ewoks help you, but you're dodging through the trees, but you actually sit on the bike.
There's an arcade game too.
Moon of Endor.
Yeah.
So you actually sat on like one of the bike things.
Yeah. It was really cool. And I remember it was at a Woco or a Zellers.
I think I remember that.
Speaking of, arcade Star Wars games, you can't not include the pod racing game.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Shit was fun.
That's later on.
Yeah, but it was still
what
arcade.
What system was that?
No, that it was an arcade game.
Oh, it was an actual arcade?
Yeah, like they are at like movie theaters and stuff.
Whenever the...
Episode 1 came out. Yeah, so it was like early 2000s.
See, pod racing is one of those things of the Star Wars universe that I think is really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they're just killing each other. And like, there's no rules to that
it's
race,
even
which
more
is
dangerous
awesome.
Than NASCAR.
NASCAR is dangerous?
Hell yeah.
A lot of
have
people
die. Wrecked? So
I used
shit.
To watch fucking NASCAR
people
all the time.
People just go to try to get souvenirs like limbs.
Yeah, you literally would be sitting there the whole time being like, yay, they're racing. Somebody please fucking crash into something else so that this will be exciting.
I want to bring home a speedometer.
Oh, you're sick and twisted.
I know.
Yep.
That's why we're together.
I don't know
it's your fault,
Dodd,
by the way.
I know. I saw... I saw you and realized I have to take you away from the life of fighting crime and you need to settle down. I'm going to drive that into the ground, just so you know. Anyway.
When we have inside jokes that none of the viewers know, Dodd. Thanks for entertaining.
It's all good.
People.
All they need to know is I'm Batman.
Okay, Batman.
It's true. So
can you at least be Batwoman so I'm not, you
okay,
know.
Okay, Batwoman.
With
Bat- nope, man. Bat- got no. A schlong. Anyway. yeah, I'm trying to think of other games for Star Wars. I remember, I don't recall any Star Wars games on Sega consoles, except for Star Wars, Rebel Assault, which was for, the Sega CD, which is one of those full motion video games that has a little bit of, action. And there was the X-Wing and TIE Fighter games that came out. There was a lot of Star Wars, PC games like Star Wars, Dark Forces.
Anything CD-based,
the
they started getting
too,
them,
right?
But Yeah, I don't think Sega before the CD-based consoles actually had any. I'm not sure on that.
I remember they had their own version of Star Wars Arcade. It was like Star Wars Arcade 32X, which was really weird. It was a port of the arcade game, but it was quote-unquote enhanced. I thought it was cool, honestly.
I always love how they always say, like, it's enhanced from the arcade version, except arcade boards are usually 1,000 times better than any fucking console can be back then. But,
yeah,
it's enhanced.
One of the first Doom clones, which I think it more or less was Doom, because you couldn't jump in this one. It was Star Wars Dark Forces, which told the story of Kyle Katarn, who's this Han Solo-like character.
That was PS1, wasn't it?
It was ported to the PlayStation 1, yeah. It started out on PC. I think it was a mod of a Doom 2 thing. But anyway, you couldn't jump in this game, but you could fight Stormtroopers, AT-STs, stuff like that. Although it would be the sequel Star Wars Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight. I think that's the full title. Where LucasArts games, rather, would really start to kind of step up to the plate and really make some really fantastic games. And I remember they put a lot into the full motion video sequences. They had real life actors playing Kyle Katarn, and I don't remember if they did. I know there was a live action model for Mara Jade, but I never did play the expansion.
What, mocap, or you mean like voice?
No, they're actually actors in costumes.
Oh.
And it looked really awesome. They had...
I wish I had more knowledge of this, because I never got to play this, and it sounds kind of interesting.
They are,
at least for the art style.
It was one of the first games that actually had, like, expanded universe characters, like, from the books in the games. Like, Mara Jade is from the expanded universe books.
How do you know? You haven't played the old games.
Because he just said Mara Jade, and I know Mara Jade.
Yeah, but you just said that it was the first game that had that. How do you know?
It would have been one of...
Hitmail to thisweekingeek.net, pointed at Tiffany.
Anyway, but yeah, so Mara Jade, for those of you that don't know, was a character introduced in Timothy Zahn's Heir to the Empire trilogy. I think it was 1991. And so she would eventually become Luke Skywalker's wife at some point down the road. But she was the Emperor's hand, this like... Sith
Jedi.
Yeah, she was like a dark Jedi Sith assassin type of person. She had a purple lightsaber, and red hair, which are basically her two really distinctive features.
And boobs.
Definitely.
You
boobs.
Know, you guys had to make her all badass. I thought that she was just the Sith Lord's like bitch or something. You started that way.
Well, basically, she's a dark Jedi, right?
So she was his bitch, and then handed her off to Luke. He's like, here, you take my my. Seconds.
It's like Luke's cock made me not as evil.
Really? Is that she
I don't
turned?
Think that was a quote from the book.
That's straight from the book, folks.
We're gonna paraphrase that.
So feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Anyway, there was that. I remember the X-Wing versus TIE Fighter games were these really awesome flight sim games, and they actually had storylines to them. I remember TIE Fighter specifically because you were actually on the side of the Imperials. You were fighting against the Rebels. Yeah, you were. I actually think they had voice acting in those games too, if I'm not mistaken. I know those were DOS games though, so we're going back a fair chunk.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were really
cool.
Let's
start going forward.
The Star Wars game that has the most resonance with me would be the N64's Shadows of the Empire. I bought a 64 specifically for this. Shadows of the Empire was at a time when EU was really starting to take off, and it was really starting to be taken seriously. Mm-hmm. And Shadows of the Empire was, Steve Perry, I think was the author, wrote the book, and it told the story of what happened between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, and was actually considered canon for the longest time, where basically it told the story of how Luke built his lightsaber, how the Bothans did steal the plans for the second Death Star, and how they almost got Han Solo back from Boba Fett. And so what they did is they wrote a novel, there was a comic book series, there was a toy series, and then the game for the N64 and the PC. The PC version is different because it actually had voice acting in it. whereas the N64 version, despite because the fact that it was on a cart, did not have that. But I think
they wouldn't have had enough room.
Yeah, I think there was like an extra level, or you could do more in the N64 version because of that. I remember there were codes you could play as an X-Wing, a TIE Fighter, and obviously the Outrider in the final level against Shizor Skyhook. But I want to say you could do other things too. But you played as Dash Rendar, Han Solo's best buddy, who you've never heard of, who was fighting at the Battle of Hoth, and how they were instrumental in helping out the Rebel Alliance do this, that, and the other thing. How they went to Coruscant and got Leia's outfit for Bosh or whatever. But yeah, it was a really cool N64 game. In fact, this is one of the only times in my life I would replay a level just because it was so cool. The Battle of Hoth on the N64 is the best, I think, that game, pretty much any game since, has never gotten it right to this capacity. Basically, you could fly around, you could take down the AT-ATs, you could either shoot the shit out of them, or you could tie the tow cables around their legs so they'd fall over. And even when games like Rogue Squadron would try and do it, it never felt as smooth, never felt as cinematic as it did with this version. There were other games at the time that would come out too that would be ported to the PlayStation 1, like Dark Forces. I think Jedi Knight 2 was also ported over.
I think I'm going to stop your nerdgasm here, because you're going through so many games so quick that you've lost me, so our audience is probably just like, the fuck is he talking
about?
Played them all. So, like, which game would you say, even at, like, out of new ones, old ones, everything, would you say is either your favorite game or favorite series?
Oh, that's a loaded question. My favorite...
I like loaded.
I'd say my favorite, and this is actually going to draw a lot of criticism, I know this, is Star Wars...
Star Wars Barbie's Adventure?
Yes. No, it's Super Bomb Bad Racing. Shut the fuck up. It is actually Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2. And
I'm gonna have to ding you on that one.
Okay, the main reason is that was the one I felt really powerful. Plus, it didn't have that fucking Star Destroyer section. But no, it's one of my first collector's editions I went out of my way to get. I'm just looking for it on my shelf right now.
I have a very petty reason as to why I haven't even played that one. Is because I believe it was at the end of that one, LucasArts just like fired the entire team and said, sorry, we have a big layoff that we gotta do. And they just like wiped that whole team that worked so hard on that shit. And I was just like, I can't support buying it or playing it because like LucasArts they were just dicks there.
You know what? I like that you get to kill Ewoks in some of the... the final piece of DLC for that game, I think, was free or was like a dollar. It was really cheap, and you got to... you got a chance to kill Ewoks. One of the things the Force Unleashed games did, and I just want to mention this briefly, is they did an alternate retelling. There, if you got the Ultimate Sith Edition for 1, you got these expanded missions. You could download them later on. And they would... Basically, what would happen if Starkiller had stopped the Rebels? Like, I know at one point Starkiller kills Luke at Hoth base. I think that's the final battle in that game. Then I think you kill Vader or you kill the Emperor or something like that in Return of the Jedi, and you're killing Ewoks or something. But I thought that was really freaking cool. They actually put him in the life support armor, but it turns out he's a clone or something, the Starkiller thing, and that's how the Rebel Alliance gets started, is because of this one guy.
So, I'll tell you why I liked number one more than number two. The main reason is the ending. And not because of the story, because they randomly put a question at the end. It was that one random decision you could make if you wanted to help. I can't remember what was the decision you had to make at the end?
It was to let someone live or die, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was one of those questions that could have been in like a great role-playing game. The thing that pissed me off about it is it seemed like they tried to make it role-playing at the end.
Oh, you're talking about how, like, throughout the entire game, you could basically
do whatever the fuck you wanted.
Yeah, you could either be good, evil, whatever you wanted, but it didn't actually matter. Like, you could be fully evil, killing everybody, having all the evil powers, and then at the very end of the game, just say, no, spare them, then it puts you into the good path.
Yeah, that pissed me off. That's because of...
Because you played Mass Effect.
Because of Mass Effect, because your choices actually matter in Mass Effect. In Battlefront 2, it didn't make a difference. That kind of pissed me off.
I thought that was in the first one.
It's not Battlefront. No, not Battlefront.
You just said Battlefront.
Well, we were talking about Force Unleashed. That's what I meant.
Force Unleashed, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked the Force Unleashed one. It's the only one that I did play, just because it was a very different take compared to all the other Star Wars, where it forced you into battles that have already been seen in movies, all that. It was more just, you had more control over how you fought and everything. It wasn't like, hey, you're Luke Skywalker, you have a lightsaber, or you're, you know... Darth
it was
Vader,
an untold story, so yeah, you didn't know where it was supposed to go.
It was actually interesting to me because I wasn't just playing a story that I already knew.
I liked the Star Destroyer scene, Dodd. Not gonna lie. That was fun.
It was annoying.
Where you had to move it with the Force because it was coming right towards you. It was awesome. I thought that was awesome. I mean, it took me like 3 times to get it because I died, but it was still fun.
You just suck. What's your favorite Star Wars game that you've played?
I have a few, but the one
you
I
have
played
to pick
the
one.
Most?
That's the whole point. No, not what you played the most. The one you enjoyed the most out of all of the Star Wars games you've played.
Star Wars Battlefront, the first one for PS2.
Why?
I played that one the most because it was one of the first games that I actually got for PS2. It was one of the first games that my brother and I played together. And it was one of the first games that I could kick his ass in. And that made me feel awesome because my brother was way better at video games than I was. But I think my love of Star Wars made me channel like better video game skills. And I think he might have been
letting her win.
Well, you know, whatever. I still have fond memories of kicking his ass. So
you played the Battlefront series, right, Dad?
Oh, yeah. I remember waiting in line to get these, actually.
Battlefront series is actually one of the best series of the Star Wars games, in my opinion, because they've gone with the Battlefield kind of route, where it's two opposing forces. You're playing as heroes within those forces, whether it be Jedi, you know.
Number two. You could play as Jedi. Number one was just troops.
You could play as troops. You could play in the later ones. You could play as Jedi. You could play as, you know, powered up, or you could play as troops. And then after so many objectives have been fulfilled, you can become one of the Jedi for a set period of time. So it's like a MOBA, so like League of Legends or whatever, where it's two forces constantly battling, and you're set into the battle where you actually matter. If you play with other people, they can be on the other side. They can be on the same team. I would love to see... I believe they were able to have like larger multiplayers on PC, but I never got to play it on PC. It'd be great to see something like that current age with, like, say, Xbox One, PS4, where you actually had like 16 people... like 8 and 8 actually battling against each other with all of these other forces, which brings me to what is possibly going to happen, might be canceled. I don't fucking know. There's Star Wars Battlefront supposed to be coming out for the PlayStation 4, Windows, and Xbox One in 2015 is the current speculation. As far as I know, this one is real.
Yeah, it's actually going to happen. Star Wars 13 got canceled.
Yeah, that,
which was bullshit.
If you don't know what that is, go look up a...
I don't even know what that is.
it looked like it could have
an M-rated Star Wars game.
Yeah, like an M-rated Star Wars game. Looked like it had potential. It got canceled when all of the...
LucasArts.
Yeah, bought by Disney. And I don't know if that's the actual reason. It might have just been because they were being bought. Maybe they laid off a bunch of people, canceled projects. I don't know.
Fall by the wayside.
Or maybe Disney was like, fuck that, we're not having our name on an M-rated game. I don't know.
They gotta start bucking up, because they gotta realize that they're gonna make money off that.
I don't know. Anyway, Star Wars Battlefront, which is it's Battlefront 3. It's going to be amazing if done right, and if it follows the last two games. I believe it's using the Frostbite engine, which is what Battlefield uses. So as long as the servers hold up, since the last Battlefield game, the launch was pretty rough with the servers.
I think they just fixed it now, didn't they? Like, they've had like a patch.
The last couple of months have been fixing it. So they fixed a lot of the game crashes, a lot of the server issues. I haven't really played it much, but I've been told that a lot of it's been fixed.
I stopped caring after it didn't work after the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's one of the problems with nowadays with video games that are heavily multiplayer. I do not know why they launch things if they're not ready. Like, they need to put a stress test of having like a million people on a beta, like Halo always does.
Or Titanfall.
Yeah, Titanfall did it too. It's like, if it's gonna fucking crash, don't release it yet. Just say, sorry, we gotta push it back by a couple months. That way we're not taking your money yet, and we're gonna deliver you a proper product. Star Wars Battlefront 3. I can't call it Battlefront because it sounds like I'm saying the first one on PlayStation, or PlayStation 2 and Xbox. But I think it could be amazing if it's actually going to be like 4 to 8 players per team in that giant large battlefield, because it'll be like League of Legends but in a first person shooter, because with
all the NPCs and stuff.
You have to have NPCs with Battlefront. And the thing is the last Battlefront game that we had was on the PlayStation 2 and Xbox, Battlefront 2. I believe there's PlayStation Portable ones, but who gives a shit?
Yeah, there was. It was like, I want to say that one was mostly flight based, but I remember playing that. I think I had that one, actually. Yeah.
There's two. There's two Battlefronts for PSP. It's Renegade Squadron and Elite Squadron.
One in 2007, 2009. But think about it. Think of Battlefield 4's graphics as a Star Wars universe setting with that much, like, if they wanted to, they can put in that much detail, grittiness. And then you're fucking running around as a stormtrooper in today's graphics in a giant fucking battlefield. Like, that's the only thing. Like, I fucking go back and play. I've sold copies of Battlefront, Battlefront 2. And the only complaint, and people get past it because the game's so good, is the fact that the graphics are a bit blocky because it's so old. So I think that game will fucking sell amazingly when it does come out. As for Star Wars 13, was it called 1313?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
What was it speculated to be? An action-adventure RPG, right?
Kind of, yeah. It was supposed to be the first M-rated Star Wars to look more at the underworld of Star Wars. So think stuff like Boba Fett, Jabba the Hutt, assassinations, that sort of thing.
Bounty hunting and smuggling.
Yeah. And it's not the first game to tackle this, because there was Star Wars Bounty Hunter. But this would have been a hell of a lot darker.
Oh, see, right here on the list for Star Wars games, in the 2010s, so, you know, 2010 to 2014, this is how many games have been canceled. There's Star Wars Battlefront 3, so its original title was called Battlefront 3. They actually canceled it. So Star Wars Battlefront, I guess, they wanted to keep the idea and remade it as Battlefront with a different company, or I don't know. Anyways, then there's Star Wars 1313 was canceled. Star Wars First Assault, not sure what that was. I don't remember seeing anything about that. It was canceled. It was supposed to be another first-person shooter. And the ones that weren't canceled, Kinect Star Wars and Star Wars Attack Squadrons. Haven't heard of Attack Squadrons, and Kinect Star Wars did not deliver on what they said it was going to be.
It's got that wicked dancing part, though.
That is the only good part about the game, and you can just go play fucking, like, DDR or fucking any of the other dance. Yeah, like,
Dance Central.
It's literally just Dance, but Star Wars.
Yeah, it's like, I think they licensed the engine from Dance Central, or I'm really sure they did, and
they should have just made it an add-on to that game.
The best is doing the Han Solo.
I mean, the Han Solo.
Like, seriously, go look this up on YouTube. Actually, you know what? I will hide this song at the end of the episode.
Okay.
And I think you'll enjoy that. So don't let me forget that.
Let's not get sued.
But it's fun, though. The game is monumentally stupid. It's one of those games where they promise you... I remember seeing the E3 for this, actually. Well, I think it was not long after they announced the Kinect. It was either first year or second year Kinect. And they showed a kid swinging a lightsaber, and it was mimicking the things on screen. You could throw away battle droids or clone troopers. The game so didn't work. The Rancor thing, you could just flail your arms like Kermit the Frog, and it just... Like, no.
I've seen so many videos of people playing it and things that people have said, and it's like, it did not deliver all the things that they were trying to make it do. And that's what happens with every Kinect game that I've seen. They try to promise so much and they hype it up, and it's like, it's not actually going to be that good.
Well, it's kind of funny now, this will definitely date the episode, with Xbox recently announcing in 2 weeks there's not going to be there's going to be a Kinectless Xbox One SKU. I think they're finally getting the idea. Nobody wants motion control. Stop!
Nobody gives a shit.
It was cool with the Wii for all of about a year. PlayStation Move sucked, but it worked better than Wii Motion Plus. Kinect sucked, except for Dance Central. Everything and Just Dance. Everything else is shit. Mm-hmm. I have not seen one good motion-controlled game in the last 5 years. I've seen ones that implement it as kind of a novel idea. Like, for example, I think it was Killzone 3 with motion controls. It was fun for about an hour. But still, that's something.
I think we're going to have to wait, like, at least a decade or a decade and a half for actual good motion capture game.
Well, that's just it. It's less than that. Like, I feel that the Xbox One's Kinect has a very good camera. It's more just we don't have... The developers can't really use it to the extent that they want to. So they end up always falling short. I really think from all the past episodes, everybody knows my stance on motion controls. I think it's fucking stupid. Things like the PlayStation 3 having a six-axis controller and...
I wish they'd use that more.
There's a great game that uses this perfectly. Fucking... What was it called?
I know Killzone 2 uses it, and I think so does Killzone 3.
Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain is a phenomenal game that actually uses the PS3's six-axis, everything about it. And that was the first game that I used everything about it and had no complaints. It wasn't did not feel like a gimmick because the entire game was built around it.
Six-axis, is that the whole...
That's how, like, when you tilt it and all that stuff. But it has nothing to do with a sensor looking at it or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
If you slide it to the left real quick, to the right, it actually has, like, it has a sensor that knows that you're jerking it to whatever side.
Mm-hmm.
The PS4's controllers and the Xbox One, they all have, like, their sensors to see where it is in conjunction to like where you're sitting. So like PlayStation 4, if you move to a different location and you have two controllers or two people, it'll actually like change the light on whatever and change where you are on the screen for certain games.
Mm-hmm.
It's little conveniences, but who the fuck cares? Like, really, just pass the controller to the other person if you're going to swap positions on the couch, which at the same time, what fucking gamer swaps position on the couch with their buddy? Oh, sorry, I feel like I'm going to sit over here instead now. You need to move over there. No, that's my ass groove. I'm going to be there all day, all night, okay? Like,
and end rants. We're so off topic again.
Anyway, my favorite Star Wars game, and I know a lot of people will agree with me on this, is the Knights of the Old Republic series. This was one of the first games that actually allowed me to choose to, like, I could choose to just be fucking evil. I would fucking choke people. I would persuade them via a lightsaber in the gut. Like, there'd be the option to be like, hey, I'm going to forcefully persuade you by yelling at you that you need to give me your money. that was one of the options. Then there's the good option of being, you know, nice about it. And then there's the neutral option of just saying normally. I would choose option 4. Stab them in the gut and take the damn money. Yes! Oh, I love that the game actually allowed me to do that.
See, I would choose the, like, slut option. Just, like, just totally charm them into giving them what I wanted. Just flash my tits and be like, hey, can I have your money? You okay? And then run away. That usually doesn't end in bloodshed.
Well, this shows quite a character that my girlfriend has here.
That's why I always pick the charming rogue when I play RPGs.
Dud, look what you've set me up with. I can't even talk about Old Republic anymore. It's a great RPG. Enough said. As for really failed Star Wars series games, Dud, do you have any that you can think of? I have lots. Did we lose Dodd?
Michael
Dodd. Where'd he go?
I think we lost him.
Thing's still on. Can you not hear us? Dodd. No, it's still going.
No,
I think he had to pee real quick.
It's all good.
Anyway.
Ones that failed. What are ones that you thought that failed?
Thanks for trying to keep that seamless, by the way.
Yeah, we don't
have Skype open right now. I didn't see that comment on the Skype window.
Do I have to go back and edit that?
Maybe.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it in, because guys, this is how real radio works.
Fuck it, it's real.
Yeah, we do not like to edit, because you know what?
It takes time.
No. See... I don't like to say that we don't like to edit because of time and effort. We don't like to edit because we'd rather you guys get the unedited, because it's a lot more entertaining. Otherwise, there would be so much banter that we'd have to cut out, and you guys wouldn't get it. Anyway, failed Star Wars games.
Super Bombad Racing. Star Wars.
Jar Jar Binks.
Star Wars Masters of Terra Kasai. Let me see. Jedi Power Battles was kind of stupid. Star Wars Obi-Wan.
Yeah,
I haven't heard of half of these.
Obi-Wan wasn't very well received.
It was promised to be good, and they fucking lied.
I find that about a lot of Star Wars games.
I don't know. I find with Star Wars games, they're either really fantastic or they're shit.
There's no middle ground. Really.
There's very rarely middle ground.
I find one that hardcore Star Wars fans hate, well, not hate, but don't respect, are the Lego Star Wars games. And I have
those
to
are so fun, though.
The Lego Star Wars games.
Any
are,
Lego game is fun.
They're just awesome because they stick with the canon very well, but they make it funny. So.
And
like
it's
the
Lego.
First one,
who the fuck doesn't like playing with Lego?
The first one I played was PlayStation. The first one ever out, the video game. So like it was based on.
They're simple,
I think,
to the point and entertaining.
Yeah,
that is what Lego is about.
The original three video games, but it's funny because, or the original three movies rather. It encompasses. I think there was some. Episode 1 in there too, because there's one scene where you can take around TC-14, one of the protocol droids, and she shows you around the base, and we found out, my brother and my friend Cody were playing, and we accidentally shot TC-14's leg off, and it kept moving. It hopped on one leg until it moved to its location, and it was rather hilarious. So... Hmm. That's one thing that I have to say about that game, is that it will not quit.
Anyway, how did Galaxies do, the MMO? Like, I know that there's hardcore people that enjoyed Galaxies, but as a whole, did it actually, like, I see that
considering it was the only Star Wars MMO game in town, I'd say it did okay.
Yeah.
It's not as good as Star Wars The Old Republic.
I was just
about
to ask.
I was about to say, The Old Republic's kind of a failure, so...
Isn't it free to play now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They had to go to a free to play model because people didn't
want
to play it.
I want to play it now that it's free to play.
I don't know if I'd call it so much a failure.
It's free to play till 30 or something. I don't know. Mm.
I just think they should have maybe... There should have been more strategy discussions definitely had before the game launched. Yeah, I mean, Star Wars Galaxies, I played a little bit back in the day, not a lot. I think
it was before my time.
Yeah, that was back in the days of EverQuest and Ultima Online. Really? So way back in the day. But yeah, it was fun though, especially when they started introducing in Jedi characters, but then the thing was everybody was a Jedi and it became ridiculous. Like, hey, yeah,
who doesn't want to play a Jedi? Like,
I don't know. I'd rather be a badass bounty hunter, but still, not very balanced would be a way to describe Star Wars Galaxies. I was surprised how many racing games Star Wars has had, actually. There was Star Wars Pod Racer. There was the one in the arcade. There was one for the N64.
There's a lot of vehicles in Star Wars, so there's lots of opportunity to make driving sims and stuff like that.
I remember Super Bombad Racing, which was basically the Star Wars kart racer.
I'm glad I didn't play that one.
Although I loved the vehicle sections in the Star Wars Battlefront games. I think my favorite vehicle was probably the Stapp, which was like a CIS vehicle, which was like this hover. Think of it as a flying Segway with a gun. That was a lot of fun, but it moved really fast, so it was really easy to crash. I'm trying to remember if you got to play the AT-ATs or not. I know you got to play as the AT-STs, and those were a lot of fun.
So anyway, I think this is probably a good place where we can actually wrap up the episode. We could ramble about this all day long, all night long. Well, at least these two could. I can definitely have enough of Star Wars for a little while. Not that I don't like it. I enjoy it. But until they come out with a game that is like Metal Gear's Rising Vengeance. That's what the title was, right? I'd always forget.
Revengeance.
With a lightsaber Revengeance. Where you could chop anything you want into little bits with a lightsaber. This is game-breaking idea. Just do it. Right, Doug?
I guess
you fucking love it.
The closest they got to be Force Unleashed too. But if they could use the engine that they used for Revengeance in a Star Wars game, oh fuck yes.
If they come out with that game in the near future, I will definitely buy it and play it.
I just want another Star Wars RPG game. And that'll be fun. In the same vein as Mass Effect. And that'll be good.
I'm definitely picking up Battlefront.
Oh yeah.
Oh god, yeah, that'll be one of the ones I'll definitely be looking
for. But yeah, it would be nice for him to come out with either like another KOTOR or something. Mm-hmm. Anything. Just, it's gotta be good. They gotta make some good fucking Star Wars games again. Hasn't been one in a little while, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. The Old Republic, some people might like it, but commercially, numbers-wise, it's not doing that great. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had to go free-to-play. So yeah, with that said, everybody sign out here.
All right, well, on our next show, we will be talking about sports games. Like them, love them, or hate them. Let's get kind of your take on it. So you can call into our voicemail line, which now works. I finally got a hold of Skype and got it fixed.
Yay.
So that number is 817-717-7202 or feedback at thisweekingeek.net. You can also connect via our Facebook page. And also big thanks to our sponsors of offworlddesigns.com who help make every show possible. Use the promo code GEEKSRULE to get 10% off your entire order. And bigandtallmart.com where I get all my cool clothes if you're a bigger or a taller guy. They got something to fit your needs. Use promo code GEEK10 to get 10% off orders $50 or more. Check them out. They're awesome. I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd.
And I've been Tiffany.
Batman.
I don't have a good... Yeah, yes, Tiffany
the god, the Barry Batman. There you go. Say it.
Yeah, there you go.
And I have been Jamie, the lactose-intolerant fool, Johnston. And I guess may the force be with you. Cliche. Boom, 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 boom
Standing by.
My finger is on the button.
Push the button.